All right. And so now is time to do some healing, yes? You're ready. You're getting into a position where you can be comfortable or as comfortable as possible. And as you get into that position, you know that with that level of comfort that you reach, the ease there is for you to be able to pay attention to our voice, to pay attention to and focus on the process. But also, there may be a higher tendency for you to fall asleep. So we would suggest to you to ask if you find yourself a bit sleepy or a tendency to drift, ask for assistance from us, from your higher self, or if there's any spirit, guide, guardian, angel that you like to work with, ask. Ask for assistance to stay awake. It works best when you are conscious. Yes, you will get stuff on the subconscious level, but it works best if your conscious mind participates. And if you have a very hard time staying awake, if you get yourself comfortable, it might be helpful for you actually to sit in a position or to be in a position that's not quite so comfortable, so that as you begin, your head begins to fall, it will wake you up or something like that, so you can stay present. With that in mind, now give yourself permission to relax to whatever extent that you can, to balance, center yourself, to let your attention now go within, to close your eyes very gently. And as you close your eyes, to get that feeling that you're just shutting down a lot of the excess stimuli floating about in the ethers around you, coming from the mainstream reality. For a while, you're taking a little break and going outside, beyond the mainstream consciousness, the consensus, going to your private place, to a place of healing. And so give yourself permission now to kind of gently drift your energies, drift your body, drift your mind, drift your attention to a place of great receptivity, to a place of calm and safety. Perhaps it's a beautiful place in nature that you like to imagine that's uplifting, or a glorious, glorious temple on some other plane. Or maybe something beautiful that inspires you, that you feel lifts you into feeling more safe, more at peace. Let yourself go there now. Let yourself visualize, feel, sense, smell, taste, touch, whatever you need to do to get yourself to that place to where you can feel the peace and the safety and the uplift. A gentle place, a comfortable place, an accepting place for you. Giving yourself permission to be there. At the count of one, being there in that place, feeling at the most appropriate level of awareness, concentration, and presence for this healing. 3, 2, and 1. And you are there. And as you're there, you're thinking about what you're going to do, who you will work with. You're thinking about a relationship, perhaps in particular, but thinking about relationships in general, your relationship to yourself, your relationship to your culture, to your society, your particular orientation to relationships you've had in the past, the dynamics of those, the programs, the patterns, the strategies you used. Remembering these, sensing where they belong in your history. Belonging in your past. Everything that has happened up to this moment is your past. And any of it that you no longer wish to carry with you, you can now, because it is your past, you can let it go. You have no need to take that along with you and put it into your future. So if there's any pattern or any strategy of parent and child, codependent, shame, hiding, personal duplicities that you would like to release, let yourself just think about it now, almost in a sense as a request. And as you voice this in your mind's eye, in your internal space, in this beautiful place, you sense above you a starry sky. A sky filled with thousands of stars, such as you would see on a mountain on a clear, crisp night of the new moon. Beautiful expanse of stars. But it may not be at night, it could be a day sky filled with stars. It doesn't have to look normal to the earth. It could be the view from another planet. But nevertheless, there's all these points of light glittering in the sky above you. Whatever color that sky may be. And in this sky filled with stars, you notice that some of the stars move from their position. They move out of position. Instead of just sitting there sparkling, they move. And a whole bunch of them move and come together. They cluster together above you in the sky, forming a circle or circular kind of arrangement, as if they're in conference together, coming together, a circle of light. And each one of those sparks of light sends a little beam. You can't really see it. There's so many of them, and it's so perhaps so far away. But they just sense it. They send a little beam of light to a point in the center. And there becomes and builds a brilliant, bright point of light. This bright star, this big star, this is us. A group who speak as one. And we now send down to you from above a beam of light. A column of light when it reaches you. Your favorite color, perhaps. Sparkling, shimmering around you. So let it come to you now. Let us surround you in this light. Maybe it descends upon you like a gentle rain, or maybe it caresses your head and shoulders as it comes to you. Maybe it just moves in you as an energy field. But let yourself open. It's safe, dear ones. Open to receive. We want to be with you. We are with you. It is a time of healing. And we want to remind you as well of who you are. Dear ones, you are a spark of the divine, a spark of consciousness, a particle of light in the body of God, Goddess, all that is. A body made of particles of light. And each particle, beautiful and unique. You are unique, perfect in your creation. You're valuable. You're worthy. You're powerful beyond belief. You're a point of attention of God, of the divine. You're a particle of the divine. Your consciousness is a point of attention of the divine. You, your consciousness, you are divine. You're a powerful reality creator choosing to come here. Deliberately choosing to forget who you were so that you could learn your creatorship capacities. And you are there. You are learning them. You are coming back to the knowing of who you are. The recognition of what home really is, where there is complete love, oneness, and everything you've always, always desired that is natural to you. Your loving is natural to you. Your power, your divinity, it's natural to you. Success is natural to you. Let yourself receive this. Let yourself take it in. And you've been seeking and searching the divine within you and within every other being, created as part of the illusion to be part of your illusion, part of your play, to experience the reflections of divine love and will in your life. So let yourself claim it now. Let yourself begin to own it more than ever before. You are so powerful. You are so worthy, so valuable, so lovable, so capable of love. You are okay. You are good enough. You are worthy enough. You have done enough. You don't have to do more, but you want to. And we honor that. So in recognizing who you are, recognizing that this is what you can call upon as your resource, this knowing, so that as you walk in a physical form upon the earth, that you can stand tall as a spiritual light being, a bringer of light. And when you take responsibility for your particle of light, to make it as beautiful and as great, and for it to shine as brightly as it can be, you are growing up from being a particle of light, a child of God, to an expression of God, Goddess, all that is. An expression of your divine-ness. You are a spiritual adult. Think of yourself as a true, mature adult. No longer a child or an adolescent or a young adult. A true adult. Standing in your light. Owning who you are. Stretch as much as you can to embrace more of this knowing. Every time you listen to this meditation or every time you think about this, you can embrace more of who you are than the time before. You can own more of your divinity than the time before. And so from this perspective, you know that in order to heal a relationship, for that is the business of which you are about. As you're going to heal some of the mirrors you've used, some of the reflections you've had come your way in your life, you are acting as a spiritual adult, and you are thereby releasing from yourself the part of you that still functions as that wounded child still functions as the child who did not have all the resources that you have now, who coped as well as he or she could, as well as possible in those times. So bring forth that part of you that is your child, this part of you within you that is your child self. See yourself, that part of you that by its very nature was dependent on others for its survival, needy for attention, never quite sure if it had enough, wanting to survive, having fears of abandonment. Perhaps the child that had been shamed, the child who felt themselves unworthy, less than, not okay. Find this child within you. See that child stand before you. Whatever age that child may be, 3 or 4 or 9 or 10, or anywhere in between, see that child stand before you. See and feel the energy of that child, the emotional energy, the feelings that the child felt. Oh yes, so familiar to you at that time, you can still remember them. Go to that child now and put your arms around it. Love this child. It's you, a part of you. And this child had some difficulty with relationships because it learned strategies, or it figured the strategies out, adopted them from mother or father or somebody, on how to cope with the world. But every time you were in a relationship or were in a relationship after your childhood, perhaps at that timing you didn't know what to do. Your child came to help you. Your child came to say, listen, here's what you did when you were 5. Here's what we did. And you would give the position of power to your child to respond to that relationship. She's doing you a service, or he's doing you a service, that child, coming to you with the resources from your childhood to help you deal with that relationship. Acknowledge that. Be grateful. Thank them. They've done such a good job of bringing these resources to you. Any time that you've gotten indecisive or confused, or some situation occur in your relationship, up has popped the child to give you that particular resource. Any time you felt a fear of abandonment, or you felt dependent or needy, the child was there for you. Be there now for the child. Let the child know you are the adult. You are the one who's going to take care of relationships from here on out. You are the one that's going to make your life really glorious in the future. More glorious than it is now. More joyous than it is now. And you are also going to heal some of the past. You're going to free yourself. You, the spiritual adult, are going to do this, not the child. So give the child this message. I, spiritual adult that I am, I will take over all the processing, all the study and understanding of relationships, and all the changing that goes on about relationships. I'll take care of it from now on. You don't have to be there. You don't have to take care of me anymore. You don't have to keep coming and telling me. I'll take care of it. And so with that, you weave a vision for your child. You weave a fantasy. You know what your child wants. Your child wants the perfect parents, the perfect home, the perfect friends, the perfect life. Filled with safety and security, with enough, with a tremendous amount of attention and love, devotion to the child, infusion of value and worth and support for the child to do whatever and be whomever this child truly is. That's the dream, the love that child is after, that you've been after. Give that to the child now. Give the child all the love it could possibly want through a visualization. Give this child right now the perfect parents. So the child can go and curl up on mommy's or daddy's knee, feel totally safe, totally loved, totally nurtured and protected. Maybe the child is first reactive. And if that's the case, Have the child express their grievance, their fear to this parent or parents. And you stand up for the child and say, hey, look, parents, you need to love this child better. You need to take care of this child better and provide this child with a fabulous, loving life. To love this child, to give this child everything it desires and needs. The parents, so surprised. You mean I didn't give this child everything I could? No, you say. You gave everything you could from the position of awareness that you were. But it wasn't really what the child completely desired. The parents are distraught. They're, oh my gosh, what did I do? And you say, don't feel guilty. I forgive you. Child, can you forgive them? The child can. Children are so much more forgiving. It's so much easier to let something go. And with tears in their eyes, they do. They forgive the parents. But they do want love. The parents feeling forgiven. So we're just trying. We tried to do our best, but life was harder than we expected it to be. And the child and you say, well, forgive. Forgive me, says the child. I didn't realize that. And the parents forgive the child as well. Hugs all around, you say. You gather around and hold each other and feel the dark energies just cleaning out, just releasing, moving away, just clearing away. As light and love becomes all there is. The child feels uplifted in joy and peace and harmony and the thrill of the love, feeling the unconditional love that now these perfect parents that you have created for the child can now give. The perfect parents that will always love, accept and nurture, care for, provide for, protect. Now provide the perfect environment for them to live in, the perfect home, the perfect place, most beautiful place, the perfect yard, the perfect backyard, the perfect friends. Bring them over. Have a party. Friends that will always love and play with your dear child self and never betray. and never treat cruelly. Give your child every toy that was ever desired, the availability of every toy. Maybe even give your child a little money machine and it can push levers for various denominations of bills and go out and have fun buying toys. And junk food. Your child doesn't have to be disciplined or eat the right diet. The child can live on fudge all day if it wants. And Kool-Aid. You know, just give the child whatever this child wants. Child can be irresponsible. The child can do wild and crazy things and be loved and be free. Everything the child has wanted to be. And as you see the stars sparkling in your child's eyes with the delight as they receive this incredible banquet of and feast of love, you remind the child, now I'm the spiritual adult. I am the adult. I'll take care of relationships from here on. You have a good time and stay here. Are you agreed? You'll stay here. You don't need to help me out anymore. The child agrees. You give it a kiss. Say bye-bye. And it's as if you walk out a door, turn around and wave. And that reality begins to fade away. Seeing the child delighted and happy, maybe swinging on the swings with best friends. Bliss, bliss, bliss of childhood. Running in the woods with the dogs. Whatever the child wants to do. Riding a pony. Taking a trip. It can do now. And as you say goodbye to the child, you realize that there's another part of you that's paid attention to this, is yearning to come free. That's your adolescent self, your teenager self. You can feel it inside yourself, the yearning for love, the desire for the perfect fantasy life, the perfect fantasy relationships. So let that one show up now. Just kind of, it just lifts out of you, and standing before you now is your adolescent self. Someone between the ages of 12 or 13 and about 20 or 18, somewhere around in there. See that adolescent self standing before you. It's like, me too. I want something like that. And you know how many times in a relationship in the past, your adolescent self would come in to make sure that you would be, that the other person would be functioning according to the fantasy, with the projections and the assumptions and the program of what a relationship was supposed to be like, carrying that around, making all the manipulative adjustments, controlling, if necessary, rebelling or resisting or submitting. You remember the strategies you played in relationships when you were an adolescent. This adolescent stands before you, this self that you were. And this self stands before you and says, you know, I help you out a lot. Or I used to, when you would have relationships on, you get to confused points, and I'd bring in the fantasies, I'd bring in the dreams, I'd bring in all the information from all the movies and the books to help you make your decisions. And you say, thank you, you did an excellent job, and I know I called upon you many times. But I have now chosen a new pathway, and I request that you no longer come into my life when I'm in a relationship. You're no longer my consultant in relationships. It's not because you didn't show up regularly and do a great job for what it is, but because I am the adult and I am taking the responsibility from here on out. I will take care of it. And the adolescent thinks about that for a minute and says, okay, provided I get the good stuff like the child got. And you said, oh, certainly. And you open your arms and all of a sudden a whole environment shows up around the two of you. And in this environment, your adolescent is popular, absolutely stunningly good looking, has all the money they could possibly want. They look good. They're looked up to. They're taken seriously. People listen to them. They're important. They're seen as successful. They're in group. Or perhaps they have a revenge fantasy and that they can indulge in, where they can go and look so fantastic and be so powerful and have all those who criticize them or who look down upon them punished. It's an adolescent fantasy, not yours. But you're not coming here to grow up the adolescent. You're growing up yourself. You're letting the adolescent be the adolescent. So give the adolescent the perfect peer group, the perfect situation, the perfect sexy girlfriend or boyfriend, the perfect amount of money, the perfect life. If they want to be on a yacht on the Riviera, give it to them. If they want to build a castle on a mountain in Spain, give it to them. If they want to marry a prince or princess and enter a royal family, hey, certainly give that to them too. Everything that's there. Everything they want. Gorgeous looking, healthy, strong, vital, with friends who will not betray them or talk about them behind the back. Tremendous freedom to be irresponsible and do things that adolescents just want to do. So what if they want to go and party and get drunk and have a hangover the next day or sleep till 2 p.m. It's the adolescent. Give them what they want. Let them have their life. Fill it up for them. Give them everything. They got the best car they can drive around. So give them everything they could possibly want. And as you see the stars sparkling in their eyes, remind them, you know, there's an agreement. I'm the adult. I'm taking care of all the relationship stuff from here on out. And you're not to show up anymore. You're not going to be the consultant any longer. So you're going to stay here, okay? Okay, says the adolescent, already starting to ignore you and going into playing and partying and having a good time. Going on adventures, doing adolescent type things. And that fades out as well. And you feel freer, lighter, clearer. You feel it's gone. You feel the child energy, all that stuff gone out of your psyche. You feel the adolescent energies, all their stuff gone out of your psyche. You take a nice deep breath and as you breathe out, you could just feel how it's just streamed out, and you just feel so light and open and free. And yet you hear a voice say, but wait a minute, you forgot about me. And you turn, and there is the young adult, somewhere between 18 and 23. That one stands there. That one also gave you advice as to what kind of dreams to have about relationships, what kind of things to look for to identify who was the right person for you, or what it was really like to be mature and adult, what that they wanted from children and what they thought society should be like and how idealistic they were. They provided you a tremendous amount of idealism. It helped then. No longer particularly useful now. And so you say to them, yes, now I've had agreement now with the child and the adolescent, and I would like to have this one, and I request this one with you as well, that you stay in your life. And I am the adult, the spiritual adult. I will take care of relationships from henceforth, from here into the future. Are you agreed? And the young adult says, well, yeah, if I get all the great stuff like the adolescent got. He said, your wish is my command. And you open your arms and voila, another reality surrounds you. The perfect reality, the perfect ideal life as the adult, as imagined, as visualized, as dreamed by the young adult. All the adventure, all the love, all the settling down, having the family, all the nesting instinct, all the financial success, all the trappings of success, all the trappings of love, as well as the love itself. The whole thing fulfilled, the whole fantasy, the whole ideal, there it is. The perfect mate, the perfect life situation, the perfect activities to do. Tremendous amounts of resources, money and people and opportunities. The young adult also is not terribly mature. They could live in that fantasy world, so let them go do that now. However they want to do it. They are under no obligation to become mature. They can live that fantasy. That's just fine. So send them on their way, along with that perfect mate, and the perfect clothes, and the perfect cars, and the perfect plane, private jet, or perfect whatever. Give them that. See the stars sparkling in their eyes, and say, hey, remember, we have an agreement. No more coming up when I have a relationship issue. Agreed? Agreed, they say, as they head on out into this wonderful place. And once again, that fades. And then standing before you is another. Not another part of yourself, but an other. An other from your past, or perhaps your present. An other that is from your family, or was your mate, or that you worked with, or lived with, or expected or desired some kind of dream with. Or perhaps it was your child or your adolescent or your young adult expecting some dream with them. And you remember that there was pain. You remember that there was difficulty in this relationship. And as you face this one whom you have chosen to heal, you take your power back from them now. You gave them your power. You allowed all these circumstances, not because you were stupid, but because you just didn't have all the resources at that time to have all the choices available to you, and you didn't know how powerful you were. So take your power back from them now. Pull it to yourself. Just in your mind, you say, power, return to me. And you take an in-breath and you breathe it right back into you. Feel the power surging through you. Feel it coming into you. Feel yourself brightening and getting more radiant and more powerful as you take your power back. The power that you gave them to validate you. The power you gave them to manipulate or control you. The power that you gave them to push all your buttons and aggravate you. The power that you gave them to hurt you, to reject you, to shame you, to push you away, to motivate you to be someone you were not. Take your power back now, all of it. Last breath, take it back. And feel yourself strong. Feel a sense of invincibility within yourself. Feel it. Your power has returned. And you look at this one from that spiritual adult place now. You've let go of the child. You've let go of the adolescent. You've yet let go of the young adult. But one or more of those three were involved, perhaps, in this relationship, consulting you for this relationship, or it was during their time span. They were the ones that had to deal with this relationship. So whoever of those three was involved in this relationship, in consulting you, even if it was after that young adult span of time, or if it was during that span of time in which they were the only you available, bring them up now. One, two, or all three. And let them stand near you, next to you, facing this one. Let them feel their feelings. Let them express their anger or rage or pain or fear or hurt. And let the one who you're working with listen. Let them hear it. Let them understand it. Maybe they never wanted to hear it, but now they do. And you tell this one the impact that they had on you, the damage that was done at that time with you, how it set into motion a pattern of dysfunctionality or pain that you continued. You tell them, mentally to mentally, child and adolescent or young adult, whoever is with you, telling them. Until they realize, until they get the impact of what they did. Until you can start even seeing this relationship almost in a way through their perceptions. And you can see what you did, how you played the game, how your child, adolescent, or young adult, or whomever that participated here played the game, suggested the rules. Forgive yourself. You did not know how to do it better. Forgive your child, your adolescent, or young adult, or whoever consulted with you, because they were trying to help. And from your spiritual adult perspective, any anger, any rage, any frustrations, any fears, any pain or hurt, you have this one. It's time to express it so they really hear it from you. Yes. That's it. Tell them. tell them the damage that they did to the child, the adolescent, or young adult if they were involved then. And to you now. And now, all of you, child, adolescent, young adult, you, whoever's with you, and you, just take all your anger and together throw it at this one. Just throw it like a huge bombs and like hand grenades. Throw it at this person. And this person blows up. Maybe it's TNT. It blows up. It blasts away into billion fragments. Maybe it leaves just a little grease spot. Bang! Boom! Ba-boom! Ba-boom! Boom! Boom! Get it off your chest now. Send any residual pain, tension, stress, anger, helpless rage, whatever it is, send it out of your chest now into the explosions. Continue the explosions for a while. Keep it going. Feed it with whatever you can off your chest. See that your others that are with you are clearing it off their chests, getting it done. Until you're free and clear. And those with you are free and clear. Feel the space. Feel the emptiness. Feel the openness. Whatever you had there, still left, whatever hook or anchor that was there emotionally of them, is gone now. Feel it now. Feel the freedom. And now, remember what you had wanted to have at the first place and with this relationship. What would be, have been the ideal? What would have been that desire that you would have had for this relationship to fulfill? What did you want from this person initially? What was the dream? What kind of love did you want? Remember that now. This person was not capable of giving you that. They did what they did for themselves. They took whatever options of their resources that would make them feel the best in the short term. And if that included hiding their shame or hiding their pain or pushing you away, that's what they would do. Understand this. Realize they did it out of their pain and their shame. Forgive them now. Say, I forgive you. Our slate is clean. We've cleared to this point now. Forgive you. And those that are with you, your child, adolescent, or young adult, they forgive too. And they say, oh, I see. Okay, this is what I wanted. You weren't able to give it. Well, okay, that's sad, but I forgive you. It's okay now. I got it off my chest. I feel better now. And this one there also, now beginning to respond, now feeling the change in you, asks also for forgiveness. Where are they, do you say? Because there's all these explosions going on. They just show right up there. Just show up again. But this time they've been cleared too. And as the child and adolescent and young adult are forgiving, you say thank you very much to them. and they head on back to their fabulous lives. And you are here in your fabulous life, looking at this one who now asks for your forgiveness. You've forgiven them. They want your forgiveness. You've forgiven them. They now realize what they've done. And you realize what roles that you all played in it, you or your child, your adolescent or young adult. And for them, you also, as well as for yourself, you ask for forgiveness too. And you and this other complete. The slate is clean, it is clear, and it is up to you to decide where you want to take this relationship for now. Do you want to continue it, or is it a relationship that is definitely over? If it is definitely over, then you'll want to put it to rest. If it is still ongoing, and you would like to see the shift and the impact of this happen in your everyday life, then you'll say, okay, we're going to begin again now. It's time to begin again. We're fresh, we're clear, we're clean to this point, we can begin again now. And if it's over, take them by the hand and lead them to a beautiful place of serenity and peace and sit them down there. Maybe it's a gorgeous garden filled with flowers and spreading oak tree on a beautiful day with butterflies flitting amongst the flowers. Sit them there on a bench and under the tree in the shade and say, now I lay this relationship to rest. And if I want to remember it, I'll come back here and visit you here. We'll remember the good times when we laughed together. But I don't want you to come into my life any longer. Our relationship is done, so be it. And with that, you stand up, perhaps give this one a kiss or blow a kiss to them, wave goodbye, and walk away. Either way, you walk into a clearer and brighter doorway. Through that doorway, you go. A doorway of light leading to a new and greater expression of yourself as the divine being that you are. A greater freedom of light in your society. So let yourself now return. Let yourself return to your body awareness. Realizing that you've done a lot of shifting in a very short period of time. Let yourself be present with yourself, appreciate what you have done. And when you're ready, we'll count you out. Next time you hear the number 3, you'll be pretty ready to come back and open your eyes and all that kind of thing. 1, 2, and 3. Bringing that back with you, that awareness back with you. Gently, gently opening your eyes. Letting yourself begin to get comfortable back in your body now. Let yourself breathe. Let yourself reorient to the space, to this place. we've been with you throughout this meditation. We're continuing to be with you. We have surrounded you with our light. You are still surrounded in our light. And you have done some really major cleansing, perhaps. Let that be okay. Let it be comfortable for you. Let it be natural for you to feel the lightness that is present for you, that's available for you in your body. The freedom of space, the freedom of air, to be able to breathe in the air and have it pure. Feel that sense of it. All right. Well, we have enjoyed working with you, and we're also going to work with you now in another meditation, not immediately after this break, but at the end. So you're not done really with the meditation. You're still kind of in it. So just let yourself bring that sacredness of yourself, bring that divinity of yourself into your center during this break. It'll be a little bit longer break. Have a good time. Laugh, talk, do something fun. And we'll be back with you to talk about now building the healing relationship. And so, farewell for now.